CLTV News with Winston Lebga. The main points. The Director General of Elections, Irike Susa, tells Cameroonians who are yet to get their names on the electoral rolls to do so as soon as possible. Today is a day dedicated to war victims. Cameroon has in recent years been experiencing the phenomenon. The news in-depth section delves into that. Kenya has been gripped by a wave of disappearances and people suspect state security forces. The development of these stories and others next. Hello there, the Director General of Elections has called on eligible voters in Cameroon who have not yet been registered to do so if they intend to participate in the upcoming presidential elections. Irike Susa gave the reminder while officially launching the 2025 operation to revise the electoral register today in Bankomo, Mefu and Okono division of the Central Region. Ngu Henry reports.
Some three stops marked the stay of the Director General of Elections at Elekam in Bankomo in the Mefu and Okono Division, the divisional office of Bankomo, where Dr. Eric Esusi was received by the local authorities led by the senior divisional officer for Mefu and Okono, Antoinette Zongo Nyambone, a visit to a voter registration center plus a guided tour of the Bankomo Council branch of Elections Cameroon Elekam. At the registration center, the Director General expressed satisfaction with the number of potential voters who turned out to register on the electoral list. Dr. Eric Esusi calls on eligible voters in the country who are still to register to do so, adding that the target of Elekam this year is to register more prospective voters, especially youths.
What we want to do now is to encourage particularly the youth, because we want that the youth continue to be registered, because in their sector there are many persons that can be registered. For this year of the election, we want to have many persons to be registered, so that we want to go over 8 million of registered for this year 2025.
Present at the registration center were representatives of some political parties who encouraged their supporters to register and perform their civic duties when time comes. Prior to the visit to Mbankomo, Dr. Eric Esusi paid a courtesy visit to the governor of the Central Region, Nasiri Paul Bear.
The Director General of Elections at Elekam, Eric Esusi, says close to 8 million eligible voters have been registered in the country and expects more electors to get their names on the electoral register.
What we want to do now is to encourage particularly the youth, because we want that the youth continue to be registered, because in their sector there are many persons that can be registered. For this year of the election, we want to have many persons to be registered, so that we want to go over 8 million of registered for this year 2025.
The Director General of Elections at Elekam, Eric Esusi. As the country gets ready for the upcoming electoral process, growing criticism from some religious leaders urging President Biya to reconsider his candidacy have sparked reactions from the political class. Analysts emphasize that elections conducted in line with Republican values, grounded in democratic principles and administrative procedures rather than religious considerations. Kelly Eben.
Some political analysts stressed that everyone has the right to freedom of speech and diverse political opinions, but caution against imposing those views on others. Professor Mathias Owona Ngini is a political analyst.
They may not feel that Paul Biya is an ideal candidate, but in no way do they have the right to pressure him. Mr. Paul Biya is free to hold his opinions and take actions, provided he adheres to the laws and regulations of the Republic.
While emphasizing the importance of maintaining a clear distinction between church principles and the jurisdiction of democratic and administrative processes, the analyst adds that elections are guided by Republican values that prioritize inclusivity, equality, and respect for the law.
Il faut de les renvoyer à ce que le Christ disait.
They should be reminded of Christ's teaching to give to God what belongs to God and to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. It's uncertain whether their peers share their opinions. For this remains a personal stance. Three bishops have spoken out, but others may express different views which could impact the credibility of the Catholic Church hierarchy.
Although the indispensable role of moral guidance from religious leaders cannot be undermined, political analysts hold that electoral decisions should remain within the framework of democratic principles and respect of every citizen's right, including the head of states, to participate in the political process.
President Paul Biya addressed the issue during his December 31, 2024 State of the Nation speech. Here is an excerpt.
The year 2025 will usher in a new season of elections. According to the electoral calendar, the presidential and regional elections will be held this year. As in the past, these events will represent major milestones in the life of our nation. Let us take this opportunity to further strengthen our democracy. I call on all stakeholders to show proof of maturity and responsibility and to ensure that peace and stability prevail before, during, and after these elections. I am fully aware that some of our compatriots continue to face challenges in enrolling on the electoral register due to lack of national identity cards. Many of them are burdened by issues of dual identity, a predicament for which they themselves are responsible. To address this situation speedily, I have ordered that the requisite measures should be taken.
President Paul Biya, there in his State of the Nation address on December 31, 2024. Now on to our in-depth section of the news. Today is being observed as World Day of War Orphans. It is a day dedicated to shed light on the struggles faced by children who lost their parents due to war or violent conflicts. In the Southwest, some individuals and groups have been engaging in outreach programs and doing everything possible to ensure that orphans especially get the support they need in order to live comfortable lives. Kangelion Caesar reports from Boya.
The plight of war orphans cannot be overemphasized, and they often endure unimaginable difficulties. Besides the emotional trauma that usually accompanies them for lifelong periods, are other issues like displacement, poverty, and reduced access to basic rights such as safety or education. As a result, some individuals and groups of goodwill have taken both occasional and permanent commitments to supporting these orphans. One of such groups is the Policemen's Wives Association, POA, who actively engage in occasional outreach programs.
Madam Mopar, member of POA, we are here because of those gifts for orphans, police orphans. Every year, any December, they have to eat, they need some money, something to enjoy themselves.
Ekume Anya Ebele is CEO of a charitable organization.
We ensure that we give the children words of affirmation. It makes the child feel loved. The child feels like he or she is not left alone. Sometimes we could also organize eating together. That equally makes them feel comfortable and love, and showering them with gifts. Sometimes it could be educational wise. We could issue them out books, pens, pencils, organizing sporting activities, encouraged by winning maybe a trophy or winning a grand prize.
Amongst key points highlighted by sociologists to help orphans of such stages are measures that go beyond financial support, with specific interest on psychosocial and healthcare support. Kange, Leon Caesar, CRTV, Boya.
From Boya to Bamenda, where orphanage coordinators report a surge in the number of orphans, with most of the children losing their parents due to the ongoing socio-political crisis in the Northwest. As the world marks the International Day for War Orphans, aimed at highlighting the plight of these vulnerable children, coordinators emphasize their commitment to providing psychosocial support and ensuring access to basic needs such as education. Mary Ann Lantum reports from Bamenda.
Brother Rudolph Wanji, coordinator of one of the orphanages in Bamenda, reports that his facility is currently home to about 20 children aged 1 to 17 who have lost their parents during the sociopolitical unrest. The children have received basic facilities, including health care.
You take them out of the trauma. First of all, you make them to have another reason to live a life that is worthy. You struggle to give them a place to call their own. That's a shelter. Make sure they are able to meet up with the regular meals. Then for hospitals, you need to take the children for checkup.
Despite these efforts, Brother Wanji acknowledges that much still needs to be done. He's calling on the population to embrace peace to reduce the growing number of orphaned children in the region.
When peace reigns, most of these children, they will have a sense of belonging. And even some of the kids who have lost their parents due to the disorder we are having now, they will leave.
In the meantime, the orphanage is working to establish a child protection center and has appealed to the public for support to make the project a reality. Marianne Lantung, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Cameroon has in recent years been experiencing the phenomenon of war-created orphans. The Boko Haram terrorist activities in the far north, plus the separatist gunmen operating in the northwest and southwest regions, have created thousands of orphans of war. Albert Njebonden now looks at the protection and caregiving to these orphans.
We had to relocate to Yaoundé to live with our uncle, who is our legal guardian. Ever since then, life has really been tough because he doesn't really have much. He has his own family to look after.
The wailing of the daughter of Florence Ayafo as she reminisces over the killing of her mom in one of the most gruesome crimes of separatists in Santa Subdivision in the Northwest region.
We've been trying to live, we've been managing it. It hasn't been so easy on our side.
Her story is a strong reflection of what many war orphans have gone through in the three troubled regions of Cameroon. Lives shattered, dreams broken, and futures jeopardized. If some manage to get treatment, others simply want psychosocial attention, some legal assistance to bring the perpetrators to face justice for their atrocities. What the U.S.-based Cameroonian lawyer Emmanuel Salai is doing.
It is important when these events happen that we take a stand and that we respond accordingly to the forces of evil and terror that want to destroy our way of life in Cameroon, harm our innocent children and civilians, and hurt us all.
The police and the military have not forgotten their own. The Police Women's Association, POWA, regularly provides assistance to war orphans of fallen policemen, especially during school resumption. So too, for the Ministry of Defense, with Minister Joseph Betia Sommer always emphasizing that war orphans of soldiers are never forgotten.
As a matter of fact, it traded their lives to allow their compatriots to live. I also held the commitment and bravery of the soldiers in the various operations nationwide. In any case, the Army never abandons its service members in difficulty.
Such a day is therefore a clarion call to extend a hand to war orphans who never bargained for what they have become.
In the Northwest, there is a relief center that caters to victims of the violent socio-political conflict in the zone. It is run under the government's Emergency Humanitarian Assistance Plan. The regional coordinator, Chofon Mingo, is on the line to Bamenda. Chofon Mingo, we are pleased to have you as the guest on the 7 p.m.
Thank you, Winston, for having me as your guest on this program.
How does it feel like to be catering to victims of conflicts?
You have to understand that the people who come to the center are people that have gone through a lot. These are vulnerable population. These are people in distress. These are people in dire need. So when they come to the center, they tell you different kind of stories. The time that you feel like to cry because maybe somebody who was well-to-do and today he's standing before you to beg for a mattress to put and sleep on. So sometimes I really feel bad seeing what the people are going through because of their own brothers who have decided to carry arms and put them into those kind of situation. But what I do is I always take time to talk to these people. I always make sure that I tell them that it's just a temporary situation which they find themselves in, and it's not the end of life. And when I do so, in the end of the day, I'm so happy because I feel good when I see somebody who is like the war has come to an end on his or her part, smiling, shaking their head and telling you that I'm so happy to have somebody like you talk to me.
Can you walk us through the services provided by the Government Emergency Humanitarian Assistance Plan in the Northwest?
It is important to note that the center was created by Prime Ministerial Order number 127, CAP/PN of 22nd November 2018. And one of the conventional missions of the center was to coordinate the activities related to providing assistance to the victims of the socio-political crisis in the northwest and the southwest regions of Cameroon. And in the northwest, the center can boast of reaching out to more than 200,000 internally displaced persons. And we give both food items and non-food items. So for the food items, we give rice, we give granola oil, we give sugar, we give makiro, we give sardine, and so many others. For the non-food items, we give blanket, we give mattress, we give bucket, we give toilet, tissue, toothbrush, and of course so many other non-food items. And we equally give financial assistance, which we usually call the transport fare. We do two types of distributions. We have a mass distribution, which usually we're doing bi-weekly. And we equally do individual distribution. This depends on the situation, because most often there are some people who come to the center and really see that their conditions warrant that they should be assisted there and then.
The Northwest Regional Coordinator of the Government Emergency Humanitarian Assistance Plan, Chofon Mingo, thank you for sharing your remarkable work with us today.
Happy New Year to you and the entire crew.
21 minutes past 7 o'clock in Yaoundé, you're listening to CRTV News. Heads of educational establishments in the Bolova, that's in the South region, have issued directives for the new term that include advice to the secondary school students to redouble their efforts to achieve excellent results. Silas Nguyen reports.
The usual hustle and bustle that stopped after the festive season was felt once again this Monday morning in Ebolova. School bell began ringing as early as 7 a.m. at Government Balingol High School. After celebrations marking Christmas and New Year, students returned to their classrooms with a confidence and dogged determination. Pierre-René Osombe is the principal here.
For those who played during the first term, I advise them to start working hard, because if you want to have success, good result at the end of the year, you should work.
The second term, generally known as a decisive one, also began in earnest at Government Technical High School Ebolova. Eric Daniel Oyonuela is the principal.
We started very well. We exhort all the students to be ready.
At Government High School Lycée Classique Modern, the atmosphere was same. Pascal Bikono is the principal.
I'm very happy to welcome my children for the second term of our school year. My students have to study very hard.
Day one was calm in all the secondary school establishments in Ebolova, with students and teachers setting up goals which will help them to achieve positive results this term. Silas Nguyen, CRTV News.
From Ebolova, we'll go to Bafasam, where school officials have described the second term as a crucial one and determinant, and have mapped out strategies to be able to cover the lessons designed for the semester owing to the numerous breaks to be observed during the academic calendar. Eric Langmiawufo.
The classrooms were full to the brim in each of the secondary schools visited in Bavosam. Some of the lessons taught by the teachers on the first day were regarded as crucial for the coverage of the marked syllabus. At the government bilingual high school, Tungantu, an English teacher, Joseka Collins, drilled from 5 students on the different types of sentences.
Well, I've been looking at declarative sentences, assertive sentences, interrogative sentences,
exclamatory sentences,
and imperative sentences. And the reason for this is that students, especially in the exams when we are dealing with MCQ, they get confused with punctuations that they are supposed to use in the sentences. And for them to understand the punctuation marks to use, they need to understand the different functions of sentences.
The principal of the school, Samuel Ngedia, has been requesting the students to be focused.
They should be very concentrated to avoid any discipline, to read the notes every day.
At the college, Martin Luther King in Bafosam, the second term has gone away effectively, much to the satisfaction of learners.
My name is Ato Chente Norma Daniela. I'm in Seconce. We began with French, and now we are doing physics. My ambitions are to grow before seeing if I can be the first.
Those who came late to school were locked up outside the school gate, while others were involved in physical education on the first day of the second term of the 2024-2025 academic year. Eric Langmia-Wofo, CRTV News, Bafosam.
In Bamenda, an organization known as Southwest Northwest Women's Task Force is advocating for more female participation in decision-making spheres and peace talks in communities. At a General Assembly in Bamenda, these women all agreed to elect a new executive to drive this vision, which to them will greatly contribute to maintaining normalcy in the crisis-hit regions. Details with Veronica Aji.
Upon inception in 2018, the Southwest Northwest Women's Task Force had as primary aim helping in ending the crisis in the two English-speaking regions and ensure women's participation at all level in decision-making. Professor Anjo Freemani-Rose, chair of the ad hoc committee of the SNWAT, says years after, there is need to evaluate work done and re-strategize.
We have to do elections at regional levels, and after that, we are going to conduct the national elections for SNWAT. So we are giving ourselves by the 31st of January 2025 to complete the process of restructuring.
During a roundtable discussion, it was agreed Boya will host the head office of the institution and a board of directors be set to better manage affairs. The vision bearer of SNWAT, Esther Omam, talks about what is expected henceforth.
What will be expected of the new management team is to make sure that they translate the policies into actions, go to the field, and do that which is expected of them.
January 31st, 2025 has thus been set as deadline for regional and national elections into the Southwest and Northwest Women's Task Force, with the new bureau having a 2-year mandate. Veronica Aji, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Abroad, Kenya has been gripped by a wave of disappearances, with state-funded rights groups saying that over 80 people have been abducted in the last 6 months. The abductions generally target government critics and are widely believed to be the work of security agents, although the government has not admitted responsibility. They began in June last year during nationwide anti-tax protests, but they increased in December when AI-generated photos of President Ruto in a coffin were widely shared. In sports, Apejeso Fu and Yafut have played a 1-1 draw this afternoon at the Annex B of the Olympic Stadium in Yaounde. The match was the last day four fixture of the Elite 2 Football Championship. CRTV News.